Prologue. Loose change rocked on her lines. I ran a pen light along the water and counted doors. My map stays off paper, routes, habits, the places men forget they're watched. Deck had the chart on his knees, red pencil circling slips like he charged rent. We're private. Badges are Mara's business. Marinas keep us on retainer when the cops run slow. They've hit 12, 14, 17. See the hole? He tapped slip 13. The cannery. They'll push cargo before dawn, he went on. If I were lazy, I'd do it there. You're lazy, I told him, rolling a dead match once and pocketing it. You just don't own a truck full of stolen liquor. He grinned. That's why I bring you. I checked tide marks on the pilings. Right men watch the tide. Routes clean. I killed the running light and palmed the horn. Caldera Harbor sleeps rough. You don't wake it unless you mean it. Right. I turned the key. The motor barked, coughed, caught. Let's work. We nosed for slip 13. City lights fell away. The cannery sat black over the water, waiting to be ordinary and failing. Half the lamps were shot, the rest buzzed like they had alibis. Fish oil lived in the boards. A dock mutt sprawled under a forklift and gave us neutrality. I flicked a strip of jerky his way. He pretended not to care and ate like a gentleman. On the dock, for men hurried time. Two hauled crates. One studied a dolly. One smoked, laughing like the night owed him attention. Truck. Deck breathed. Corner. Lights taped. Diesel idle. The dolly wheel wobbled like a bad knee. The smoker's laugh said he needed the money, not the fight. They've got two runs before tide taxes them. Two's plenty. Somewhere a clock practiced being a metronome. We cut the motor and kissed the pilings. I went up first, soft boots, hand near iron. Deck followed heavier, sure-footed. We slid in low. The smoker threw his head back and let sound travel. Not smart here. Deck shot me a look. I shook mine. Not yet. Keep them breathing, I told him. Nobody drowns on my paperwork. We waited for the wobble. The dolly hit a proud nail. The smoker bent to help. We moved. Deck went high, shouldering the laugher into a pallet stack. I went low and tapped the dolly man's jaw with the butt. He folded tidy. The other two dropped their crate. Knife for one, pistol for the other. I raised mine. Don't. The pistol thought about it and obeyed. The knife hand twitched, reconsidered. Deck's man lurched up swinging. Deck slipped it and bounced him off the rail. Wood complained. Deck showed teeth. Form, I told him. I'm poetry, he wheezed, cheerful. Haiku. No broken bones. We're guests. Not syndicate hard cases, just dock rats on borrowed time. The pistol hit planks first. Then the knife. I towed both away from the edge, salt steels faster than quartz. You cut? I asked the dolly kid. He shook his head, surprised I'd asked. We tied them off reef knots, ends long around a piling. I eased one man's wrist a notch looser. Pain teaches, torture brags. I'm retired from bragging. Sirens wound up the wharf. The Marina Association had promised to ring our bell. They kept their word. I flipped their collars up against the wind. Cops take their time. Hypothermia doesn't. I towed a crate. Bottles. Under the straw, a leather folio in oilcloth, wet but buttoned. I shook rain off my sleeve before I touched the paper. Bad chain of custody starts with pride. I opened it. The night manager wanted a signature we didn't have. I said Mara's name. It fit the lock. Not just booze, Deck murmured. Look legal to you? Inside, in voices shaved under customs thresholds, a parish letter in cheerful blue, blessing for export a rubber stamp that, if you didn't know ink, could read RNP services. Practice, I said. They're improving. He chin-pointed to a skiff tied on the far cleat. Locker. We crossed, popped the seat hatch. More paper in a canvas wallet. E. Crown and Sons as broker, a consignment lot code I'd seen on museum slips. I called my expert, Alina. Make it quick, she said. Glues at attitude. Parish letter, blue ink, blessing for export. Broker E. Crown. Stamp says RNP services, temporary cultural storage. Lot code reads registrar. Real letters don't use blue, she answered. Nobody writes blessing for export unless it's a brochure. Stamps a fake, phrasing's wrong. And yes, registrar format. Bag it. Dry it flat. Do not wave it at a cop who collects bonfires. Would I? Yes, and she clicked off. We left the men packaged for uniforms and slid back to loose change. I chalked an arrow on the crate skid, keeps the night watch from tripping the corner. The marina pays us to stop theft, not to make paperwork. The dog under the forklift watched us go and refused to form an opinion. Somewhere under the jokes and invoices, there's always a kid waiting on a call. That's who I try to be useful for. We thought we were stealing a night back from dock thieves. Turned out we tugged the thread they'd loop around a girl. Chapter 1 Easy Money. Bad luck doesn't knock, it has the key. Three hard raps and the door remembered itself. Deck's boots slid off the desk. The ledger warned drink slower. The bottle disagreed. Utilities pinged the desk, two missed calls. We let the phone lose the argument and opened the door. The man in the doorway looked ringed by the night. Cheap suit, cuffs wet, tie without a will. One hand on the jamb like the room might drift. You Fletcher. That's the name on the glass. Marty Denton. I need help. Come in, Mr. Denton, Deck said, already pouring coffee. Start with whether you can pay. Denton didn't sit. Watch the steam as if it could vote. My daughter's gone. The room cooled. I shut the door. Her name. Lila. 19. Mariners College. Wore Friday with friends, and then she wasn't. Didn't come home Sunday. She always calls Sunday. Police? Color tried his neck and failed. I can't. Not with who I owe. Deck's grin thinned. Who's got the paper? The syndicate. The word hit the desk. Deck set the cup down. I let quiet work, then moved it aside. You're hiring us. He blinked. Yes. Say it. I'm hiring you. Voice found a pocket and stayed small. Good. I pulled a pad, a pencil with bite marks. From the beginning. Don't skip the parts that make you look bad. Those are the ones that get people killed later. He gave us the life, classes, waitress shifts, a roommate with a faith-based car, a not-quite-boyfriend who liked being seen. Fridays at the wharf. Cannery end when rides dim and bets get private. Deck leaned on the file cabinet like he'd keep it from bolting. What's the number? Too much. Not enough to buy her back. You think they took her on your account? I asked. I think someone wanted me to learn a lesson. Who teaches your class? Deck's mouth barely moved. Cabot, he said, and flinched at his own answer. The pencil paused. You met him. Once. You don't meet Cabot twice unless he wants you to. He rubbed his sleeve like the cloth remembered pressure. Tall. Coat that fit too well for night work. Eyes that stayed. He said my account was in arrears and I should watch what else I loved. Deck whistled without tune. Poetry. After the wharf? I asked. Her friend says 9:10. Crabclaw side door. Two men in clean coats talking to her. Laughing. Not kindly. I closed the pad. We start there. Denton pulled a folded envelope that wanted to be fatter. Set it on the desk like it might bite. I brought what I could. It's clean. It's paper, I told him. Paper spends. I left it untouched. You'll stay reachable and you'll stay quiet. If you have to pick one, pick quiet. He nodded too fast. Will you find her? We'll find what there is to find. He tried to thank us and lost the second word. I walked him to the door. He held my hand too long, drowning grip, forgetting the shore is still a swim. When he was gone, the office put its furniture back. A streetcar groaned two blocks over. Deck dumped the coffee like a mercy. Easy money, he muttered. Nothing about that was easy. He snapped a binder ring once and closed the clipboard, eyes on the raincoat ghosts outside. You think the syndicate has her? I think the syndicate will have an opinion about us asking. And Cabot. We'll see if he likes a second meeting. I slid the envelope into the safe and spun the dial until the lock felt honest. 9:10. Crabclaw. Cannery side. Deck showed more teeth this time. He liked when talk got legs. I'll get my coat. He reached and winced, last week's bruise reminding him he was still rented to his body. He shrugged the coat on anyway. That's Deck. Do the work. Argue with the ache later. I killed the light. The window held a sheet of city. On the way out, I tapped the safe the way you tap a pocket to be sure the key is still there. The hall smelled of wax and funeral lilies. By the time we hit the street, the rain had learned manners. Wharf first, I said. Deck towed a pebble into a puddle that turned the lamp brassy. And after? After, I said, we see if Cabot enjoys company. We had a time and a direction. Friday, 9:10, Cannery side, the hour we were rebuilding. We took the hill.